Nick, can I get a spoon? Please?
Good afternoon, Global Chemical. This is Donna. May I help you?
Hi, Tom Oppold, please.
Sure, just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Tom Oppold.
Hey, Tom. It's Nicole again.
Yeah, Nicole.
Hey, I got your email.
Yeah.
Ruben in my credit department, who I think you spoke with previously, he wants to talk to you really quick, and we're just we're trying to get this to work out for you, but he has a few questions, so let me put you on hold really quick.
Okay, sure.
Tom?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
All right. So, definitely I know Nicole's worked really hard. She forwarded me your email, which obviously you want to go with us, and I don't want to put a thorn in your side. So, the reality is Nicole is trying to be selective and make sure your transaction funds very quickly.
Sure.
A lot of our business is kind of being a filter, and I'm not the funder. So, when the transaction goes into funding, sometimes you open a can of worms, and she's just trying to prevent that to get your loan funded as quick as possible.
Right.
This is a business finance agreement. Now, am I certain your funder will say they'll say anything about your check being personal? No. The reason why I don't think it's a good idea is this is a business finance agreement. And part of it is this actually equipment is expressly prohibited for use for family or household purposes. And we also didn't underwrite your personal checking account. We haven't seen it. And it is sometimes quite difficult, and it can create issues. I'll give you an example, and another example. You go to a bank, you get a mortgage, you do the down payment. They want to see the account it's from. And if at the last minute that account comes from a business account and you've been doing everything personal, just like the opposite. So the reality is I just don't want to create a can of worms for you, but at the end of the day, we don't want to lose your business.
I understand. I'm not going to run through Global. Well, first of all, I don't have a Toledo warehousing checking account.
Oh, okay. So, what business bank account did
open one up?
Don't go open a business bank account. We saw a business bank account. And what account was that? It was like a general
Global,
account, correct?
Global Chemical Resources.
Yeah, your parent company, correct?
Right. But I'm not running this through that because I own the building.
Okay.
And what happens is Toledo Warehouse or excuse me. Global Chemical pays in lieu of rent. They pay my mortgage. They pay everything else that's not their expenses, taxes.
So the borrower on this transaction is which company exactly?
Is me.
Toledo. No, it's not you. It could never be you personally.
Well, it's Toledo Warehousing then.
Toledo Warehousing. Okay. So Toledo Warehousing is the borrower. Yeah. And there's like a cross guarantee of the other company since it's one the same. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
But I'm not going to run anything through Global Chemical. Just won't do it.
Okay, because the bank account that we analyzed, which was what account?
Global Chemical Resources.
Okay. And so your issue is you don't want to pay these payments because it's not the borrower.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so I understand because you want to match it up for accounting purposes.
Exactly. Well, that and I just don't want to. It just complicates things when I did it before on a couple things, and it worked out. But it's just extra work for my controller, and then you sit down and you take an extra hour or two with your CPAs at the end of the year, and it's just not.
I can understand this. So let's see if we can figure this out.
Okay.
You've got a really solid approval, so I want to make sure. And I know you use personal, and you know Nicole's doing everything in her power to make sure the process goes smooth. Because oftentimes, I'll just let you know from our side, there's a lot of companies where they won't even a lot of lenders if you pay for something personally, like on a credit card, they won't let that fly. So we're trying to make this happen.
Yeah. She's worked really hard, and she's good. I mean,
and it's Toledo. Yeah, no, she's one of our best reps. I enjoy working with her. It's Toledo Warehousing and Brown Avenue LLC, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1925 Nebraska.
Well, that's the mailing address.
Right? Mailing address.
Yeah.
1719729 is Brown Street, is where the equipment's going.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So let's do this. You don't have a separate bank account right now for Toledo Warehousing.
Nope.
Okay.
I can. I mean,
but that company has. So the question I would ask you is, how does that company pay its bills?
Because we rent it. We rent it back to.
Does it not have any expenses?
Yeah, it's got taxes. It's got. It's got its share of lighting and.
So who writes that check or that payment?
Global Chemical does.
So Global Chemical currently pays the bills for Toledo Warehousing, but you want to get away from that.
No, it's doing it in lieu of rent. They don't write me a check personally.
Oh, so I gotcha, because
they pay a.
So if you owe taxes at the end of the year for Toledo Warehousing and Brown Avenue, where does that money come from?
Global Chemical. We know what the taxes are, and they write it, and so we take the taxes, we take the rent money, and we add up all those. And there's
but if your CPA at the end of the year says, hey, look, you're for Toledo Warehousing, you owe $4,000, that check is not coming from the Toledo account, because there's no Toledo account. It is coming from the Global Chemical account.
Right, but we do that every month. So we pay everything is paid by Global Chemical, and we just keep track of it every month, and we know that it runs between $5,000 and $6,000 every month. We make a journal entry to balance things out. It's balanced out every month between Toledo Warehousing and Global Chemical.
And you're comfortable with all the other terms we presented, our contract, the monthly payments, all that good stuff, correct?
Well, I haven't seen the term sheet yet.
Oh, okay.
I know we're talking 120, I think 120,000 at 36 months, I believe.
All right, and I'm not sure. Have you received documents yet or no?
Nope.
Okay, so let's do this. Nicole's got to get you out documents. The ACH and the auto payments, we generally want it to match up. The whole challenge is this is not a personal loan. And most lenders, and we are trying to make you happy, by the way, by saying, hey, look, even though you paid this for the personal credit card, we're going to make exemptions. And Nicole is trying to really press that box on the side without snapping the walls. So here's what I think, and this is just my opinion. Okay. Since we're doing a reimbursement with a credit card, we should get your documents out for you to review. When it comes to the ACH, ACH is part of this approval, just standard for a transaction of usually about 50 grand. What I think is the best idea is this. I think that if you are, and I'm not here to push you aside, my idea is this. If you are, we analyzed a business account. I'm not going to force your hand. My thought is, I think what we should do is we should explain to the funding department, hey, look, you should, once you hang up with the phone with me, you should get the docs from Nicole. She should send them over to you. You should go set up a checking account for this Toledo Warehousing, because that's the proper thing, because that's the borrower here. We want to accommodate you and say, you know, instead of doing the fast talking quick solution, which is, don't worry, we'll just put this under Global Warehousing. Okay. We wanted to do what's right
I'm
by you.
I'm not here to make your life miserable. But all I'm saying is I'm not running it through Global Chemical.
So no, because that's not the
you
borrower.
Want me to do, yeah. Whatever you want me to do.
You should get a checking account set up for Toledo Warehousing. If that's what you want to do, that's what I would suggest. Because then that's truly what needs to be done.
I won't have a canceled check for you.
You go to your local bank. They'll give you a starter check. You give them their SOS paperwork. They give you a starter check, and they write you a letter. It says, to whom it may concern, this company has an account number ending in XYZ.
Okay.
And they sign the letter. It's really simple.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I didn't know it was that simple. I'm not.
Because that's what startup businesses do. We deal with it all the time. They come in. They say, "Hey, look." So that's what I think is the best.
What address do you want on? You want it on 1925, then, so it matches up all your paperwork.
I think that's the best idea. That's my just thinking off the cuff, and I think that would accommodate you, and I think then you wouldn't have issues in funding. And then if the funder comes back and say, hey, what is this account? We come back to them, we explain, hey, look, this customer didn't want the bills through going through Global Chemical. That's why they set up the new account. Problem solved.
Now, we'd probably use the same federal ID number. Is that okay? I've only got one federal ID number.
You can't. You have different LLCs. All LLCs required to have different tax EIN numbers.
Okay. That might see my accountant took care of that. So. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Each LLC, you will have a you'll have a different tax return, so it will be a different tax ID.
Yep. Okay. All right.
So let me hang up with you, and I'll transfer you back to Nicole. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. You bet.
Let me see if I can transfer you. Give me 1 second. Besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how do you enjoy the concert?
That's right.
All right, let me see if this thing works. Bear with me.
Said if it was easy, they'd have housewives doing what you're doing.
You know,
not putting housewives down. Don't tell me it doesn't.
No, Nicole is pretty darn good at her job. I ain't gonna lie to you. Give me 1 second. Okay, I found this. We have a new phone system. This transfer button. All right, 1 second, please.
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. Okay. So, let me see here. So, it looks like I can still, Ruben had mentioned that you might just open up the account. Okay.
Right.
So, I can still request documents for you so you can review everything without having that.
All right.
Yep. I just need the driver's license copy so you can have the
legal I can get that for you right away.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll either have them by the end of today or in the morning. I don't know how busy they are, but I can request them as soon as you send over the driver's license.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.